Then we have splinter hemorrhages. By splinter hemorrhages, we mean rupture of the blood vessels and the leakage of the blood or the hemorrhage occurring in the nail bed. That's why the splinter hemorrhages is included in the nail bed findings in the psoriasis, right? So they are present in the form of longitudinal streaks, mainly present on the distal nail bed on the dominant hand, which shows that trauma is one of the common causes. And the shape corresponds to the pattern of the subungual blood vessels. Proximal hemorrhages, if present without any pre-existing trauma, then it represents underlying systemic disease. It is associated with bacterial endocarditis, antiphospholipid syndrome, medications, and psoriasis. Unilateral splinter hemorrhages can also occur in arterial catheterization. In the examination of the dermoscopy, it will reveal the greater detail of the splinter hemorrhages.